On the show today, we've got Shayla Hood, who is in the middle of an uproar with a Kansas City charter school. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it all started when me and another parent asked for a bus stop change because it wasn't safe. Our kids were catching the bus on 81st and Garfield. And there's no sidewalks, you know, there's abandoned homes and things. So the other parent, you know, she started immediately. Now, my son attended this school all last year with no issues, you know. And so the school told her, well, we at least got to give it 30 days, you know, since school is just getting started. And so she said, okay. So we waited and we waited and we called and we talked to several people. And nobody was getting back to us. So we started to call the bus company. The bus company is telling us, you know, our stop was out of the district and not necessarily our address. So they moved the stop. And our kids started attending there. And now I get a call Friday afternoon from a Ms. Daniels from Kaufman saying that my son has to be out by this Friday. And I explained to Ms. Daniels, my son is in the hospital. He's just got transferred out of ICU. You know, he's not even been in school this week. And, you know, there was no sympathy. You know, no, it was just, oh, that's unfortunate. But his withdrawal date is Friday. So, you know, as a parent, I'm a working mom. As you see, I'm, you know, headed to work right now. I don't have time, you know, to find my son in school in 5 days. I just feel like, as, you know, as big as Kaufman is, as big as their legacy is, as much as they do, I feel like they could have helped us out a little bit better.
Wow.
Right. Now, your zip code is in the 64132 zip code, and it's clearly listed as a preferred area in Kaufman Student Handbook. What other reasons do you think that they would kick your son out?
The only thing I could come up with is the bus stop change. He attended, you know, I feel like I'm going against what, you know, I'm causing some kind of mix-up. So, you know, it's easier to get rid of the mix-up than to deal with it, you know, and that's the feeling I get, especially how they went about it. You know, I was never called into the school. My son never came home with any letter. They never sent the letter. It was us waiting to hear a response, and then it was, oh, they got to go.
We're talking with parent Shayla Hood, who's in the middle of a situation with Kaufman Charter School. She's been given 5 days to find her son another school. So where do we go from here? What's the resolution at this point?
I think it would just be easier if, you know, it would have been better if they said, hey, guys, come on in, you know. And then it's like you're setting my son up for failure. The things that these other schools are doing, my Kaufman isn't doing. So if I go and take him and throw him into center, they're changing classes. They're using lockers, things of that nature that my son is not done yet at Kaufman. And I just throw him in there. Then it's like, okay, here, just go in there and try it and do it, you know, and we'll see what happens. Versus a nice, easy transition.
So at this point, is it a done deal? Is it a definitive decision? Or is there something that we can do?
It is a done deal. The lady that the news talked about last night, Ms. Lofton, she was never going to attend a meeting. We had the other parent had a meeting set up with Ms. Daniels. It seemed like now that they have, you know, gotten some exposure that she wants to show her face. Nobody has said anything to us up until Friday afternoon. And honestly, I just told the lady, you know, I'm not going to deal with it. My son is in the hospital right now. I got too much on my plate, you know.
Wow. Well, we're definitely praying for you, Ms. Hood, and we definitely hope the best for you and your son. And we're definitely praying for your son as well.
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Before you go, is there anyone that we can reach out to as an audience to try to, you know, maybe pressure them to hear your side? What can we do to help you?
I think this is good. You know, just getting it out there. I think that, you know, if us parents start coming together as one, you know, the schools won't be able just to throw our kids away or look over them. And it's just not this. You know, as far as their education, as far as everything, you know, they just can't be looked over and thrown to the side like they don't matter.
And we definitely know that our children do matter. We're standing in support with you, and we hope that your son recovers. I don't necessarily want to have you put all of your business out there about, you know, his health.
Just, you know, it's the truth. This is what parents go through every day. You know, not just me. There are other parents out there that are struggling, that are trying to make a living, and they just want better for their children.
Right.
You know, so I don't mind it at all. I don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with us this morning, Shayla.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.